So I work for the developer experience team to help our partners to put together innovative technological solutions to perhaps open up new markets.
I'm the founder of a business called Step. We are trying to get out there in the UK and the US and work with thousands of children who would be perceived today as having learning differences.
Part of my team's remit is to go out and find organisations who perhaps don't have a technical speciality themselves, but have some problem that they suspect that they might be able to solve.
Physical exercise can stimulate a child's ability to learn. Actual, real physical movement, balance, eye focus exercises, repeated repetitively over a long period of time, stimulate the cerebellum. It enables children to learn and absorb information, and that's the key to them being more successful academically, but equally as important in terms of their self-confidence, well-being, you know, emotional happiness.
So I'm Kenny Logan, I'm an ex-farmer stroke international rugby player. I left school at 16, couldn't read and write at all. It wasn't until later in my life I went through a course, what STEP is part of, and changed my life. You know, I'm not cured, I'm still dyslexic, but I maybe was a 3 or 4, and now I'm a 6 or 7. And I feel so much more comfortable myself.
What are the three real big challenges we face today? The biggest is that the data that we've got and the trials that we've run have shown that the accuracy and compliance of the children in their ability to complete the exercises is what directly correlates to the successes or the experiences that the children have of the program. So the more accurate the children are at completing the exercises effectively, the more they'll get out of the program. Number two is the way that the children are measured also drives the output. So the better that you can measure the children and keep them inspired to be on the program and the adults are supervising, the better results you've got. And third is what data can you drive from the program? So you need to be able to evidence the impacts that you have on these children for education. The more accurate the children are at completing the exercises effectively, the more they'll get out of the program. And that's why we've been working with Microsoft and talking to Microsoft for the last 2 or 3 years. And that's ended up the last 6 weeks where we've been involved with, you know, Petro and the team here of doing a Hackfest, where they've been looking at the art of the possible. You know, what can technology do? Can it answer those questions that you've set? We've had an unbelievable few hours here this morning where we've looked at what's been developed and what could be possible, and it's just been pretty amazing. You could indeed capture, monitor, score, incentivize, help those children and teachers through the program is remarkable. That technology is there today if done in the right way.
What Microsoft done today and shown us a glimpse of where they can take it, Microsoft can actually create something that can change people's lives.